News release Myeloma Canada. While vacationing in Florida in early 2016, Bob Yock's vision became blurred while driving on the highway. Just a few months shy of his 70th birthday, Bob and his wife, Linda, brushed off the incident and attributed it to aging. A few days later, however, Bob, who was an avid golfer, was unable to swing his club. Bob and Linda immediately visited the emergency department, where doctors discovered a growth in Bob's sigmoid sinus, the reason for his sudden vision difficulties. The retired couple promptly flew back to Canada, where on January 11, 2016, Bob was admitted to the Windsor Regional Hospital. Although doctors suggested from the beginning that it was most likely a form of cancer, it took 4 weeks, several biopsies, and 35 radiation treatments for Bob to be diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a little known and incurable cancer of the plasma cells. "I had unusual symptoms. Other than my affected eyesight, I had no bone pain. It was a shock," explains Bob. Linda agrees, "We knew it was cancer from the beginning, but to hear that it was myeloma hit us hard. The whole family was in disbelief." In October 2016, Bob received a successful stem cell transplant. He has since undergone 5 different drug maintenance regimes. Even though his condition is considered stable, the treatments affect Bob physically. "In a week, I will have 4 good days. But, hey, I can last an hour before I need a nap. That's something," says Bob. "Bobby actually needs to rest every 15 minutes," teases Linda. "But he never quits. No matter what. That's his true strength. Although he has his ups and downs, Bob continues to embrace life." He and Linda, who've been married for 53 years, enjoy fishing, going for walks, and taking their grandchildren on boat rides along the waterway in the North Channel. Bob credits his ability to maintain a near-normal lifestyle to positivity and laughter first, but also to the exceptional care he receives from health professionals who have helped him gain access to new treatments. "Thanks to research, myeloma treatments keep evolving. As COVID-19 vaccines have shown us, we live in a time where things can happen quickly. With enough funds to continue research on myeloma, I strongly believe a cure can be found," says Linda. For this reason, Bob and Linda are lacing up to raise awareness and critical research funds at the 11th annual Sault Ste. Marie Multiple Myeloma March that will be taking place, virtually, on September 12, 2021, at 10 a.m. The 5 km walk-run has been modified to help stop the spread of COVID-19. In compliance with physical distancing measures, participants are encouraged to hold their own walk in their neighborhood at the same time as the regularly scheduled march on September 12. The Sault Ste. Marie Multiple Myeloma March is one of 32 communities across the country participating in Myeloma Canada's nationwide event. Event organizers have set a financial goal of $15,000. Leading Team Yock for a second year, Bob and Linda, along with their 2 daughters and 4 grandchildren, aim to raise $2,000. "As we continue to raise awareness of myeloma, we are getting closer to reaching a cure than ever before," says Martine Elias, Executive Director of Myeloma Canada. "Now is an exciting and encouraging time in myeloma research. There are many new clinical advances being made to help improve the quality and length of life of those living with this disease. That's why it's crucial that we continue to raise funds for research, so that sooner than later, a cure for myeloma will be found. With proper investment and collaboration, I'd love to see researchers leveraging the lessons of how quickly vaccines were developed for COVID-19 and apply them to achieving the same type of groundbreaking progress for myeloma patients," says Dr. Silvana Spadafora, principal investigator at the Algoma District Cancer Program. "Naturally, monies injected into calming a worldwide epidemic far exceed those going into myeloma research, which is why it's so important to get the word out. If we all put our hearts and minds to it, a cure might be closer than we think." The Multiple Myeloma March, Myeloma Canada's annual flagship fundraiser, is now in its 13th year with a national fundraising goal set at $600,000. Funds raised by the march will support Myeloma Canada's Myeloma Research Priority Setting Partnership, PSP, a unique initiative that uses community input to identify and define future investments in myeloma research, as well as the Canadian Myeloma Research Group to help further Canadian research, clinical trials and the National Myeloma Database. "All investments go toward improving the lives of those living with myeloma, advocating for access to new drug therapies, and keeping the needle moving forward toward finding a cure."